ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. So it's our very great blessing in Pune today to have His Holiness Bhakti Vrinda Govind Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Indradham Swami Maharaj, His Grace Mukundatha Prabhu. All this great, it's like many moons together on the stage here today. And our good fortune of having them all today has come about because of Parashuram Prabhu's daughter, Madan Mohan Mohini. Hare Krishna. Although she is a young little girl, many, many leaders across the globe have very much appreciated her devotion and her love for His Holiness Tamalakrishna Maharaj. Some of you might have read her article in BTG. She had written poems before. And in Pune, by her deeply heartfelt letters, recently many Prabhupada disciples have come to Pune because of her. Her Grace Jagannatheshwari Mataji and her good husband, who is very close to Tamalakrishna Maharaj. Like that, many, His Grace Mukundatha Prabhu had come some time ago to Pune also. And this festival, I feel, is the culmination when she could attract three great personalities all at once on this auspicious day of Tamalakrishna Maharaj's Tirubhav Day. So I thank Parashuram Prabhu as well as his family, and especially Her Grace Madan Mohan Mohini Mataji, for putting up this wonderful festival today and helping us all to absorb ourselves in fond remembrance of His Holiness Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj. I had read Servant of the Servant and similar other books like Radha Damodar Vilas. For me, the greatest inspiration about Tamalakrishna Maharaj is different sections of his life as a student of Srila Prabhupada, coming to Prabhupada's classes, and then his life as a brahmachari, his life as a sannyasi in America, assisting Prabhupada, then his life in India. So I'll just say one or two glimpses what deeply touched me. As a student, when he was coming with his curly hairs, wearing pant and shirt, sitting in the front row, very attentively listening to Srila Prabhupada, after one of the classes, he asked the question that, I have my circle of material friends and here I am getting acquaintances with new devotee friends here. Although I am very inspired to leave my old friendship and come here, what happens to a person who is not successful in spiritual life? Will he not get lost midway between the two? If I come here, I will lose my old friends. And if I am not able to make it here, then what will happen to me? So Prabhupada smiled and said, Arjuna asked the same question in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada answered the question. And later, Prabhupada took note that this boy is very intelligent. His inquiries are very meaningful. And he told the devotees to keep a watch on him. Of course, eventually, when he joined, he manifested his full-blown Krishna consciousness. So I have been reading about him in the books, how when he joined the society, Srila Prabhupada made him in charge of the ashrama, where he used to dress up the brahmacharis very nicely, neatly, take them to the street and put up the Harinam Sankirtan, and eventually he started the book distribution, hand-to-hand distribution. Then he got the Greyhound buses, very large buses, going all over America and distributing millions of books. In this way, he has a very great hand in expanding our movement in the early days. I heard from one of the Prabhupada disciples how he was a very good team with His Holiness Vishnujan Swami Maharaj. So he was telling, they were like sun and moon, he was saying. He said Vishnujan Swami Maharaj would be outside the bus, he would put a cloth and he would sit right in front of it with a harmonium singing, and large number of people would gather, especially youngsters in universities. They would come and gather around him like honeybees hovering around a flower because of very sweet kirtans. And after the kirtans, he would stop for a while and some boys would want to ask some questions. So Vishnujan Swami would say that if you have questions, you have to go inside the bus. If you want to join the kirtan, you should be here. So inside the bus, who is there? Kamalaksha Maharaj will be there. And there will be a class going on, continuous class going on. So boys would come, and those who go inside will be coming out with shaven heads and joining full time. They would want to dedicate their lives. So he was like a sun, Vishnu Swami was like a moon. Both of them together were preaching in the West, also distributing books in very large numbers. So this is one great inspiration for me personally, how he preached to the youth and how he made them all very fixed up devotees. And he added big number of devotees to our movement through book distribution and preaching. Another thing that shows how intimate he was with Srila Prabhupada is this incident. One time, His Grace Burijan Prabhu used to send donations to Prabhupada regularly. Every month he would send some $200 or something like that. And Prabhupada would reply back to him, thanking him, "You are a grihastha, you are sending donations to Krishna service. I deeply appreciate it." So, in the same manner, once he had come to meet Prabhupada, Burijan Prabhu gave $200 and Prabhupada greatly appreciated him. And then he went out. Then Kamalaksha Maharaj came in and he gave Prabhupada $20,000. And Prabhupada asked, "What is it? Just $20,000? That's all?" He asked like that. Now you may wonder, Prabhupada is appreciating $200. Then one person is giving, another person is giving $20,000. He is still saying this much only? That goes to show what was Prabhupada's expectation from Kamalaksha Maharaj. So, Prabhupada had a friendly type of relation with Kamalaksha Maharaj. One day Prabhupada called Kamalaksha Maharaj for a lunch. They both sat, and while taking lunch, Prabhupada gave a proposal. Prabhupada said, "I'll give you this much amount of money, and then you print it, and then you should give that much amount of money back to me. At the same time, you should distribute this many thousand number of magazines. Do you agree?" Kamalaksha Maharaj thought for a while and he said, "Yes, I agree." And Prabhupada said, "Just see, bhungte bhojete chaiva. You know, across the prasadam, I have dealt a business deal with you." He said. And then both of them had laughter. And Kamalaksha Maharaj, of course, didn't show Prabhupada what Prabhupada anticipated from him. So in this way, Prabhupada dealt with Kamalaksha Maharaj like a friend, like a confidential associate. When Prabhupada introduced Mangalarati in ISKCON, just prior to introducing it, I heard that Prabhupada discussed with Kamalaksha Maharaj. One of Prabhupada's disciples was telling me. He said Prabhupada was telling that our devotees are coming very late night and they are sometimes putting up, you know, Govinda Madhipurusham kirtans, even in permit rooms and hotels and such places. So our devotees are getting contaminated and leaving the temple. So in order to protect them, Prabhupada wanted to start the Mangalarati, Narasingharati, everything in the morning. So Prabhupada called Kamalaksha Maharaj and made a plan along with him. So he was a very good organizer. He was a very good inspirer. He was a very good initiative taker. He was a very powerful decision maker with clarity. He was a combination of both devotion and dexterity, both combined together, both in one person. So this was Kamalaksha Maharaj. Therefore, Prabhupada very much depended on him always. Prabhupada would call him and consult him and ask him questions. If you are in this place, what would you do? Prabhupada would ask him. So in this way, he was a very close associate of Srila Prabhupada, both in the West and later on in the East also, in India also. So in 1993, His Holiness Kamalaksha Maharaj came to Chaupati Temple. I was fortunate to meet him. So he gave a lecture and his whole lecture was centered around one theme. He said, "I came to know that in Mayapur, he met my spiritual master, Parampuja Radhanath Maharaj, almost for 4 hours. He was talking to him. And the main theme of that talk was how we can hold the devotees in ISKCON and not let them become devotees and go away. How to build communities around the ISKCON temples. How to make devotees stable and fixed up so that they can remain devotees for whole life." That was the main subject he was discussing, and he was very much appreciative of my spiritual master in that connection. So when he came, even his lecture was centered around this theme. He was speaking about it. So of course after the lecture I was fortunate to fall at his feet and beg him for blessings, because I was about to join the temple within a short time. So that was the only time I got to personally meet him. And when he left the world in Fulyagram, near the Fulyagram, it was a big shock for me. And immediately I took a flight and went to Mayapur Dham on the same day as today, because he was one of my very great inspirer in terms of preaching to the university students and distribution of books and faithfully following Prabhupada's teachings and always be willing to take initiative and never be lazy or lethargic and not only just do oneself but motivate everyone else around us also to take responsibility and initiative. So in this way many many qualities I adore in him, and today I got an opportunity to share some of them. And he is a very oceanic personality. We could say many more things, but we have it's almost time for our lunch. But The Servant of the Servant book is a very beautiful book. I would suggest that you all have one and go through it, get inspired, get charged. The Vaishnavas always live in the spiritual plane, and they are available for us. One time we had gone to Bangladesh with His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, both of them. So we went to one place where there was a samadhi of the Ghosh brothers. There are three Ghosh brothers, Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh. So both Maharajas were bowing down, so we also bowed down. Then His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj told us, which is very deeply seated in my mind, I will never forget it in my life. Although he spoke only 5 minutes, that had a very deep meaning in it. So he said, somebody may think that we are bowing down our head to the samadhi of some past Vaishnava. Is that Vaishnava still listening to us? Because the body, when you put it under the ground, it may, you know, it may turn into ashes, or it may turn into worms, it may, whatever may happen to the body. So we may think that, are my prayers being heard? And then he said, the personalities, the spiritual personalities, especially Vaishnavas, they all attain their Siddha Deha. As soon as they leave their body, they give up their Sadhana Deha and attain the Siddha Deha. And they are in their eternal forms, constantly watching down at all the devotees and how the ISKCON is progressing. They are watching. If anybody comes to their Samadhi in their Manjari form or Sakhi form, they are offering us blessings. And they are available for us to offer blessings. So he said, even we should not have an iota of doubt that our prayers are being heard and their blessings are coming down. So I deeply appreciate Maharaj's spiritual insight on this matter. Similarly, His Holiness Tamraksha Maharaj, whose heart was always full of fondness for Prabhupada, faithfulness to Srila Prabhupada, and eagerness to fulfill the instructions of Prabhupada, and who was always day and night slogging hard along with his team of devotees everywhere to reach out Krishna consciousness to nook and corner of the world. I pray at his lotus feet that we follow in his footsteps and please Srila Prabhupada by fulfilling his mission and making Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dream come true. Prithivitaya chayadi nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoibamoranam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Radhesham Prabhu. You appreciating Tamal Krishna Maharaj's youth preaching was like modern day youth preacher appreciating Adi youth preacher. You highlighted the theme of ISKCON, more devotees, happy devotees, and how Tamal Krishna Maharaj was always concerned about this.